LBC News.
If you are just joining us this evening, let's bring you up to speed with the breaking news that we've had within the last hour or so. The golfer Tiger Woods has been rushed to hospital after being involved in a major car accident in California. He had to be cut free from the vehicle when it rolled over in the crash. Police say they don't believe any other vehicle was involved. It's reported he has sustained multiple injuries to his leg and is undergoing surgery this evening, although the very latest we're being told is that his position and his injury is certainly not life-threatening. A US correspondent, Simon Marks, reports.
The accident took place just after 7 in the morning on a rural section of road in Rancho Palos Verdes, a peninsula just outside Los Angeles. But it wasn't until several hours later that the city's TV channels broke into programming with aerial footage of the destroyed vehicle and news of its famous occupant.
I'm not even sure if he was conscious or unconscious, but they were able to identify him as a PGA golfer and that he had to be extricated from that wreck with the jaws of life. So you can see where they had to tear off the roof portion to pull him from the driver's seat.
Tiger Woods was immediately rushed to hospital with multiple leg injuries, his agent disclosing that the 45-year-old would be undergoing immediate surgery. The golfer's car could be seen overturned on a grassy hillside, debris surrounding it. It appears to have spun off the road. Police called the accident major and said Tiger Woods was the only occupant in his car. There was no evidence of any other vehicle being involved. As news spread of yet another dramatic turn in the golfer's challenged life, veteran ESPN sports reporter Jim Gray became emotional in an interview on Fox News.
It's tragic to hear this, and I'm just listening to the details that you all are giving and catching up on this, but I'm speechless, really.
Yeah.
It's quite sad to think of everything that Tiger has gone through, the joy that he has brought to all of us, and to hear this is just it's shocking.
And fellow golfer Justin Thomas spoke from the course in Florida, where the WGC Workday Championship is about to get underway.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sick to my stomach. You know, it hurts to see one of your, I mean, now my closest friends, you know, get in an accident. And, man, I just hope he's all right. Just worry for his kids, you know. I'm sure they're struggling.
This is the latest dramatic twist in Tiger Woods' personal story. He was laid low by a 2009 sex scandal that destroyed his marriage and his reputation and saw sponsors flee from him. He slowly reordered his life and career, but there were setbacks, including a 2017 arrest for driving under the influence of drugs. But earlier this week, he was indicating that he still hoped to participate in the US Masters in 7 weeks, provided he had recovered sufficiently from recent back surgery. Only yesterday, he was playing a friendly round of golf with Dwayne Wade, formerly with the Miami Heat. The basketball player posting this video to Instagram.
I got an opportunity. Got an opportunity to come out here with this guy right here, man. Got Tiger, thank you for teaching me something. How good am I, or how bad am I?
Good. We're getting better.
We're getting better.
With reports that the golfer's condition is serious, the PGA Tour issued a statement saying, Tiger is in our prayers and will have our full support as he recovers. At the crash scene, police are beginning their investigation into just how the golfer's vehicle came to overturn, leaving him trapped in the wreckage and needing to be cut out from it in a bid to save his life. Simon Marks, LBC News, Washington.
LBC News.